places in this world where intrigue and danger go hand in hand, where death and disaster are the rewards of weakness. In such places will be found
a man named Jordan. In a narrow street off Istanbul's Grand Bazaar, not far from the Mosque Velid Sultan, stands the Café Tambourine, run by a man named Jordan. The Café Tambourine, clouded with the smoke of Oriental tobaccos, crowded with humanity, alive with the babble of many languages. Ollie, Rocky Jordan's faithful man Friday, has just told Rocky, Duke, and Tony of a discovery made by his nephew, who is in the employ of a Spaniard named Chavez. At the home of Chavez, many strange things have been happening. Many trunks, boxes, and crates have arrived. Many strange men and women with Spanish, Swedish, and Swiss names, but with the accents of Central Europe, pass through the home of Chavez. Ollie's nephew reports that the boxes which arrive, labeled merchandise, contain money, gold, precious stones, art objects, things of great value, which are hidden in the basement. Rocky, intrigued by the possibilities of profit in this information, shows interest in further investigation. His theory is that Mr. Chavez has established a station for escaping Nazi war criminals. When the others leave, Rocky drifts down into the café. And when he sees an old acquaintance, an international crook, rejoicing in the name of Triflis, he walks over to his table and says,
"Hello, Triflis. How's tricks?"
Rocky, my friend, sit down, sit down.
Yeah, thanks. I haven't seen you for some time. Where you been?
Oh, I have been away. Making arrangements to enter a new business, Rocky. I'm now engaged in that business.
No kidding. Anything legal enough to talk about?
Oh, Rocky. I'm afraid not. But a fine occupation. Very remunerative and no risk.
Sounds good. Making any money?
Rocky, you wouldn't believe it. Such money I have never seen. I think perhaps you would be interested.
Sounds very possible. What's the deal?
It is not within the law, Rocky.
Go on.
It is an operation which helps many people. People who are in danger.
Sounds better all the time. How about a breakdown on it?
I cannot talk here, Rocky. Tomorrow, perhaps, in your office. I need a partner, Rocky.
Okay. Tomorrow at noon. Be there.
I shall be there, Rocky.
It's a deal. Well, so long, Triflis.
Deal tomorrow, then.
Hey, what's that big smile on your kisser for, Rocky?
I just had a talk with Triflis. He wants me for a partner.
Huh? Triflis teaming up with you?
Yeah. We're going to talk it over tomorrow noon in my office. And if he's mixed up in the deal I think he is, he's going to be mighty useful, Duke. He's my pigeon.
Anything you can tell me about?
Guess I can tell you what I think. Oh, brother, I'm weary. Let's sit down over here and have a beer before we turn in, shall we?
Sounds good to me.
Oh, Hakim, draw two, will you?
Yes, Effendi.
Boss, you look tired enough to call it a day. Why don't you turn in?
I'm going to in just a few minutes. Just want to relax a little bit before I hit the pad.
You know, Duke,
I think our little chum Triflis is going to be a great help to us.
Yeah. Well, it's about time Triflis was helping somebody. There's one guy that makes me sorry I didn't stay home and practice my piano lessons instead of learning to fight.
Triflis is a necessary evil, Duke. If it wasn't for people like him figuring out strange ways of making a dishonest dollar, we wouldn't have much fun.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Rocky.
Sure, I love guys like Triflis. They think they're so clever that it's like shooting fish to outsmart him.
What's the angle, boss? What's Trifless cooking up now?
Well, I tell you, Duke, since Turkey's declared war on Germany, there's a lot of embarrassment in certain circles. Know what I mean?
Yeah. This ain't a neutral country no more. And they're going to round up all the Krauts, huh?
Yeah, and the Japs. Now, the Japs are just plain out of luck, because a Jap's a Jap. But the Heinies are in a little better shape, if they can get their hands on a phony passport.
Ah, that what Trifless is up to?
Sounds like it to me. Yeah, it all adds up, Duke. The dope we've got in this house where Ollie's nephew works, the whole thing. Nobody expected Turkey to declare war. The Germans who can get out of Germany, the rankers in the Nazi party, they've been shipping their money and their valuables into Turkey for months, waiting for the day when they have to change their names and their nationalities to beat the war guilt trials and the confiscation of the piles of dough they've stolen from the little people in Germany. Great little group, Duke. Fine little gang.
Yeah. We're going to take a shot at getting them, huh, Rocky?
Can you think of any more pleasant work?
No. Sounds like a job that could be enjoyed.
You know, Duke, these guys we're fighting here in Istanbul, they're the real heels in this war. They're the guys that stood on balconies and shouted their lungs out, selling a lot of dummies on the fact that they were members of a master race. They're the guys that gave the orders to wipe out the population of towns like Lidice in Czechoslovakia. The guys that robbed the churches and looted the towns in every country the Huns occupied.
Yeah, and now they're going to try to get away with it.
Yeah. Now, while Hitler chews the carpet and orders the soldiers and the square-headed civilians to die defending their homes and their fields, these big shots are taking a powder. They know they're whipped. They know they're slated for a blank wall and a firing squad. Well, some of them will get away with it, but we'll take care of a few, huh?
The next morning, Rocky Jordan awakens with a feeling that something unusual is going to happen to him this day. A premonition of something unfinished. As his mind clears, he remembers that Trifless will be at his office at noon. Trifless, the nondescript hanger-on who has suddenly blossomed into a man of wealth. As he is struggling with his shirt, trying to get his broken arm through the sleeve, the door to his quarters opens and Ollie, his faithful servant, says...
What is the matter, Rocky? I heard such language.
I was just trying to get this thing...
Let me help you, Rocky. You are so impatient.
Great big boy like me having to be dressed.
Rocky, you cannot get that arm through your sleeve with the bandages on it. It's too big.
Yeah, we'll slip the sleeve then.
Yes, Rocky, I will.
Yeah, that does it.
Rocky, my nephew, the one I told you about... The one who's working as a houseboy for Senor Chavez?
Yeah?
He'll be here in an hour. You said you wanted to talk with him.
Yeah, that's right, I do.
He is most anxious to talk with you. I hope it is not too early, Rocky.
Yeah, look, hand me that brown knitted tie there, will you?
Yes, Rocky. Shall I tie it for you?
Yeah. My gosh, I didn't know how much I used that left arm of mine. Hadn't any idea what a handy thing it was. Your nephew run across any more dope that sounds interesting?
I think so. Get your chin up, Rocky. I cannot see what I'm doing.
Oh, sorry, old man.
My nephew reports that two more visitors have arrived at the home of Senor Chavez. They arrived at dawn.
Come on. That tie must be all right. Let's get out of here and have a talk with your smart relation.
Here's your coat.
Yeah.
Rocky.
What?
Where's the sling? You must have that arm in a sling.
All right, Doctor. It's over there on the dresser.
Yes, here it is.
Thanks. I don't know what I'd do without you, Ollie. You've been more than a mother to me.
You're making fun of me, Rocky.
I don't know whether I am or not.
Hey, Rocky.
Oh, for the love of Mike. Come on in, Duke. I sure get a lot of privacy around this joint. What's the matter? Am I getting fat or something? You guys figure I'm getting too much sleep?
I just came up to see if you were awake, Rocky. What's he doing here?
Duke, I came to tell Rocky that my nephew would be here soon.
This joint is paved with good intentions. Oh, well. What's the occasion, Duke?
Well, I've been out around already this morning. I thought maybe you'd need some help getting into your duds with that broken arm.
Yeah. Ollie got me dressed all right. Where you been, Duke?
Over to the British Embassy. Talking to Major Pettigrew.
Oh, yeah? What do you have to say?
Well, I just sort of asked him what was going on now that there's a war on.
Well, the people of Turkey are glad that we have finally declared war on the Axis. We have a fine army, one of the finest in the world.
I don't think the Turkey's planning on taking any very active part in the war. What did Pettigrew think, Duke?
He thinks the same as you.
Hey, Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
How about running downstairs and having the kitchen send up a little breakfast, huh?
Yes.
You had breakfast, Duke?
Yeah, I had one early, but I'm ready for another one.
I had mine. Shall I have two breakfasts sent up, Rocky?
Yeah, that's right. Bacon and eggs, over easy. And whatever else they have, but quick.
Right away, Rocky. As soon as I get that done, I shall go get my nephew and bring him here.
Okay, Ollie. See you later.
Reason I came back, boss. Pettigrew wants to see you.
Yes? What about?
Something's cooking. Something that he thinks you can handle better than his outfit.
Well, did he give you any hints as to just what?
Well, I tell you, Rocky. While I was talking to him, I just casually mentioned the fact that you were pretty sure that there were a lot of krauts here in Istanbul, passing as neutrals.
Yeah? Maybe you talked too much.
I didn't tell him anything. I was just seeing if I could get him to talk enough to do us some good.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Well, he thinks you're right. In fact, he knows you're right. He wants to work with you.
Oh, that's just fine. What do I want to work with him for? What do we need him for?
Well, don't jump down my throat. I didn't crack anything to him. All I know is that he's got some dope on a few people that he's suspicious of, and he's willing to let you use the information. Go talk to him yourself.
Okay, I will. And look, Duke, I'll do the thinking for this outfit. Don't be getting 9'5" when you're 5'9". I'll make the contacts and the decisions.
Okay, so I got out of line. I'll get back in.
That's good. Unless Major Pettigrew or any other authority of any country knows about what we're doing the next few weeks, the better off we're going to be.
Okay. Nobody's hurt.
Come in.
Rocky, when I went downstairs, my nephew was there waiting for me.
Yeah?
Senor Chavez had sent him to town on an errand, and he came by here. Can you see him now?
Yeah, I suppose so.
He is very excited, Rocky. He says that he has news of the utmost importance for you.
These are exciting days in Istanbul and at the Cafe Tambourine. With Turkey in the war against the Axis nations, many things are happening. And Rocky Jordan is going to be interested in an exciting new venture. Don't miss tomorrow's dramatic episode of A Man Named Jordan. A Man Named Jordan is written and directed by Ray Buffum and is presented every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Jordan. In a narrow street off Istanbul's Grand Bazaar, not far from the Mosque Walid Sultan, stands the Café Tambourine, run by a man named Jordan. The Café Tambourine, clouded with the smoke of Oriental tobaccos, crowded with humanity, alive with the babble of many languages. As Rocky Jordan and Tony Sherwood prepare to land at the Istanbul airport on their return from a trip to Cairo, they do not know that Rocky's enemy, Triflis, has returned to Istanbul before them and entered the Café Tambourine just a few minutes ago to force Ali to let him into the storeroom of the café. Hidden in that storeroom are many thousands of dollars worth of valuables acquired by Rocky Jordan and his men when they robbed Triflis and his partner Chavez of the loot they brought into Turkey by escaping war criminals. Triflis, having failed to kill Rocky in an assassination attempt in Cairo, has returned to make one more desperate attempt to recover his valuables. As he walks into the storeroom with Ali, Ali closes the door. And there in the dark, the two men face each other. Triflis is nervous. He responds to Ali's tormenting with breathless threats to shoot. A box falls in a far corner of the storeroom. Two shots ring out, and a scream. These things Rocky Jordan does not know as he looks out of the window of the plane in response to Tony Sherwood's...
Rocky, look, there's Duke, see him?
Oh, are you daffy? You can't pick anybody out of that crowd yet.
All right, don't be so sure. He has on a white suit and a wide-brimmed hat. Really, I can see him.
Now, that proves something. In the first place, half the people in Istanbul have on white suits. And at least a quarter of them wear wide-brimmed hats. In the second place, Duke was never known to wear anything but a white suit and a wide-brimmed hat. I'm sorry, I'm not impressed.
All right. You know, Rocky, I hate to admit it, but I'm really going to be glad to see the Café Tambourine. I've been away for so long.
I thought you hated the place.
Oh, I don't exactly like the place for what it is. But I have become very fond of some of the people whom I've met there.
Huh?
Like Duke and Ali and Doc Martell and... Oh, you know, people like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a nice bunch of people.
And you, of course.
Well, I'm glad I got in someplace.
Oh, see, there's Duke. You can see him now, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Wide-brimmed hat, white suit.
Yeah, two eyes, two ears, long nose, just like everybody else.
All right, wise guy. Oh, your ears popping?
Yeah, I'm just as glad to be down again. You know, there's something about being on the ground that I kind of like.
Oh, you're just glad to be back home, that's all. You know that you're never happy when you're out of sight of the Café Tambourine.
Yeah, maybe you're right. You know, there's a new attraction there, Tony. One that you don't know about.
Oh, there is? Don't tell me you put in a floor show with a chorus.
Well, not quite. But there's a new singer. Cute little trick by the name of Pat O'Day.
Oh?
Great for the business. Cash customers love her.
The cash customers?
Yeah. She's a very cute little redhead. Lots of personality. Oh, you'll like her.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Now, come on, baby. This is the end of the line.
Lead the way. I'm ready. I thought you didn't like women in your place.
Huh?
Working there, I mean.
Oh, I made an exception for this kid.
Oh?
What's the matter with you? You like her. Oh, I'm sorry, I beg your pardon.
No wonder you were so anxious to get back.
Oh, stop acting like a dame, will you? I hardly know the kid. As far as I'm concerned, she's just a singer. And a good one.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're so happy with her.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure anxious to see Duke and find out what's been going on at the cafe. Wait until I tell him Triflis is in Cairo, that he tried to knock me off while I was there.
Oh, Duke sees us. Here he comes.
Yeah. Hiya, Duke.
Hi, Rocky.
Hello, Duke.
Hello, Miss Sherwood. Gee, it's good to see you home, Rocky.
Yeah. Glad to know you appreciate me, Duke.
I suppose you kind of hated to come back after the nice time you was having in Cairo.
Oh, don't let him tell you anything like that, Duke. Rocky's been chewing his fingernails for the last 1,000 miles. you've been so anxious to get here.
Well, how's everything?
Oh, couldn't be better, Rocky.
No excitement, huh?
Been pretty dull.
Hey, tell me, Cafe Tambourine still standing?
Oh, sure. Absolutely nothing's happened, Rocky. Ollie's taking care of the joint now, and you know Ollie. Ain't nothing going to happen while he's there.
Oh, I'll be glad to see him. Look, go take care of the luggage, will you, Duke? We'll be seeing you at the car.
Sure, give me the checks.
Here you are. Make it snappy now, will you?
Okay.
I want to get home.
Yes, of course. Things sure do quiet down when you leave town. I swear I think that you're the instigator of all the trouble.
Maybe you have something there, Duke. Although I never thought of it in just that way before.
Now, you take that guy, Abdul. You know, that Turkish gendarme who's always hanging around the joint? I haven't seen him since you left, Rocky. He just ain't been in.
I know it. He's been in Cairo.
Huh?
We saw him there.
You mean to tell me he followed you to Cairo?
Yeah. He was there when Sean O'Day tried to kidnap Miss Sherwood.
Sean O'Day? He tried to... Where were you, boss?
I was there. Watching.
Oh. I don't get it. If Sean O'Day kidnapped Miss Sherwood, how come she's back here now? Is Sean O'Day dead?
No, no. He's coming in on the next plane. He and Abdul.
Oh, come on now, boss. What would Sean O'Day be coming here for?
That's what I want to know, Duke. But Rocky won't tell me.
All right, so you're even. I won't tell Duke either.
Well, I guess that accounts for everybody but that guy Treflis. He's the missing link now. We never did find head nor tail of him. Guess he must have got out of town after he escaped from that place we had him in.
Yeah, he did. He escaped to Cairo by air, on the same plane I was on. Yeah, we had a long talk on the way in.
Then how'd he get away from you this time, Rocky?
He had a gun.
He's making you work for your information tonight, isn't he, Duke?
Yeah, that's the boss all over.
Well, Rocky, are you going to tell Duke the rest of the story?
Oh, you mean about Triflis trying to shoot me on the terrace of the hotel yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
He tried to shoot you?
Yeah. I was called out on the terrace, and while I was standing there with my neck sticking out, Triflis lets fly with a couple of shots that don't miss me over an inch, and he drives away.
Well, didn't you go after him?
No. I don't know the town that well. Hey, look, don't ask so many questions, eh?
Rocky's bored with the whole thing.
Yeah, I can see he is. So Sean O'Day kidnapped you, huh? Didn't that scare you, Miss Sherwood?
I wasn't kidnapped long enough to be scared. You know, I rather enjoyed what I saw of being held for ransom.
Oh, that O'Day joker's a tough man. I've been hearing about him ever since I got out here in the East. They say he's very sharp and very strong. And very well connected.
Yeah, he's quite a boy, all right. I like the big flannel mouth. He's a businessman.
Changed your mind about him a little since he was making you and the boys toe the line at Shepherd's Hotel, haven't you, Rocky?
Yeah. Hey, did you find me that boat I sent you after Duke?
Yeah, Rocky, I got you just the boat you wanted. Twin screw, 48 feet long, sleep six and seagoing, and plenty of speed. Just made to order for
good.
What you...
Good. When can I see it?
Well, it's yours. I told the guy that who owns it that you take over today. That's what you told me to do, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And what have you heard from Senor Chavez?
He called me once and asked when I expected you back. That was, Yeah, that was yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I told him I expected you in tonight, and he said to have you call him tomorrow. He's got news for you.
Good, that's fine.
Sure. Anything for a dollar, Jordan.
This deal with Chavez is going to bring in plenty of those pretty dollars, baby. And I've had worse friends than a bankroll. Well, tomorrow morning we get back in the groove, Duke.
Never an idle moment. Oh, what are you going to do, Rocky?
First, I'm going to go see Senor Chavez. Hey, look, Duke. How about stopping by Chavez's house on the way in? It's right on the way.
Yeah. You want to do that, boss?
You wouldn't mind waiting a minute in the car, would you, Tony?
Well, of course, I would like to go to the hotel and get some different clothes on. You know, I've been traveling and
this will only take a few minutes, baby.
Oh, I know you and your few minutes. Why can't you go past the hotel and drop me there and then make your call and send your Chavez?
But, honey, we have to go almost right past his place.
Oh, you can't be in that big a hurry to see him. It'll keep a few minutes, won't it? I know that if you ever get in there, I'll be sitting here in the car for an hour. You know, you've done things like that to me before.
All right, Duke. Skip it.
Right, Rocky.
Well, you don't have to sound so surly about it.
How do you expect me to sound? Pleased?
Oh, for the love of Mike. If you're going to pout, by all means, stop by and talk to Senor Chavez.
Not now, I won't. We'll get rid of you first.
You haven't said a word to me in 5 minutes, Rocky.
That's probably the best break you've had for a long time.
You mean I wouldn't like the words you're thinking?
That might be it.
All right. I'll leave quietly. Do you want me to come over to the tambourine later this evening?
I'm not sure that I'll be there. You can do whatever you like, of course.
I'll be over in about an hour.
Okay.
Shall I carry your bags in, Tony?
If you call a boy, Duke.
Oh, sure.
Well, thanks for the company, Curly Lux.
You're welcome. You know, it was kind of fun being in Cairo with you.
Sorry we didn't take more time to see the city, baby. Cards just didn't fall that way, that's all.
They'll never fall that way for you, Rocky.
What do you mean by that, Crack?
You just don't like things to be nice and restful and...
You think I like being shot at? Having my girlfriend kidnapped? What's the matter, you crazy?
No. But I think you'd be bored with an evening of dancing and romancing, like other people enjoy. That's what I was looking forward to in Cairo. A chance to see you relaxed and get to know you.
Believe it or not, baby, that's what I was looking forward to. Sorry it didn't work out that way. We'll try it again sometime, huh?
I guess I'm never going to get any smarter. I believe you mean that.
I do, baby. You know I do. And you're not sore, are you?
Of course not.
Hey, bags all taken care of, Miss Sherwood.
Okay, thanks, Duke. See you later then, Rocky, or maybe tomorrow.
Okay, baby. Good night.
Night.
Good night, Tony. Well, Chief, Cafe Tambourine, huh?
Yeah, and step on it.
There she is, Rocky. The Cafe Tambourine.
Hasn't changed a bit, has it?
You haven't been going that long.
Now, come on, let's get in there, Duke. We can send Ollie out after the luggage later.
Okay, boss.
Oh, boy, it's good to be home. Well, hello, Hakeem.
Lucky Jordan, quick, something has happened.
What's the matter?
Ollie, he wants you in the storeroom at once.
Rocky does not know of the surprise that awaits him in the treasure-laden storeroom of the Café Tambourine. He does not know that Triflis has made his way to Istanbul and that he has forced his way into the storeroom of the Café Tambourine. Do not miss tomorrow's exciting episode of... A Man Named Jordan. A Man Named Jordan is written and directed by Ray Buffum and is presented every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.